And now, very, very important word comes, buffer. The buffer is a time, rather things or a material. Okay, normally buffer is understood as material. Here, different concept I am putting. Buffer is time. Time in hours, 8 hours, 9 hours, like that. Buffer is a time, it is not the stack of WIP waiting in front of the constraint. For example, I do not say 100 parts are lying at the constraint and that is the buffer. No, I say buffer is time in hours. Now, what is this time in hours for? Buffer is a set time interval. The time interval, material is released before the constraint needs it. For example, the constraint machine will start at 8 p.m. in the evening and it needs buffer is 8 hours. And then at what time the material will be released? It will be released at 12 o'clock. Then before the constraint, so many operations are there. Those operations have to complete their work in during that 8 hours period and make the material available to the constraint exactly before 8 o'clock, because 8 o'clock the machine has to start. Understand this. I will repeat this. The constraint machine is scheduled to start at 8 p.m. in the evening. Buffer is 8 hours. That means at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, material has to be released, which will be processed in these 8 hours by the machines earlier to the constraint machine. And within that 8 hours, once they finish it, the material will be kept available to the constraint machine just before 8 o'clock, so that the machine never idles, constraint never idles. And this buffer is decided on the basis of cycle time of those machines before the constraint. Buffer is a time. Buffer is a set time interval. The time interval, material is released before the constraint needs it. Buffer is the protective mechanism against common variations of uncertainty. It is used to overcome the common fluctuations. Three possible buffers in manufacturing. One is the constraint buffer, the processes up to the constraint. Operation number 1, operation number 2, operation number 3, operation number 4, operation number 5, then constraint. Operation number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are the machines before the constraint, processes up to the constraint, which need 8 hours to manufacture their particular work. So, if the buffer time is 8 hours and constraint machine is going to start at 8 o'clock, we must release the material to the operation number 1 at 12 o'clock. So, operation number 1 will complete its operation, machine number 2 will complete its operation, 3 will complete, 4 will complete, 5 will complete, and the material will be made available to the constraint just when it needs it. And that is the idea, constraint buffer. Next is, after constraint, what is next important thing is assembly, because assembly also has to happen in time. So, assembly buffer, the processes from the constraint to the assembly. Earlier it was processes up to the constraint. Consider that constraint is somewhere in the middle of the operation, middle of the process, middle of the stream. Constraint to assembly, and shipping buffer is the processes for shipping. Every of these three steps need buffer. Buffer is the material just made available to that step so that these three important steps never ever idle. Flow, I am talking about the flow. And a rope, the rope is essentially a communication device that connects the constraint to the material release point and ensures that raw material is released into the production process at the rate of the constraint. That means rope is ensuring that material which has to be released at 12 o'clock will definitely be released and there is no delay in that. The purpose of the rope is to protect the constraint. Please understand very, very clearly, protect the constraint. Constraint is not remaining idle waiting for the parts or waiting for anything. The whole organization has to subordinate itself so that constraint is never idle, and the purpose of the rope is to protect the constraint from being flooded. So much inventory also should not be there. Material should not get stuck there at the constraint also. And material should not be in shortage there so that constraint is idling there. Constraint should never be starving. There should not be any starvation of WIP. There should not be any overflooding of WIP at the constraint machine. There should be a flow. Parts come, parts go. Parts come, parts go. Parts come, parts go. There is no starvation. And buffer is just to see that there is no starvation because of uncertainty. Rope also implies that one should not release the work before the schedule. That means nobody should release the material before 12 o'clock. My example, nobody should release the material later than 12 o'clock. Even if there are work centers without any work, for example, operation number 1 is idling. So they say, please give me the material, please give me the material earlier to 12 o'clock. They are pressurizing that, look, give me the, I am idling, give me the material. It should not be released, because if it is released earlier to the buffer time, what will happen? There will be flooding of WIP at the constraint level. We do not want it. So even if there are work centers without any work, do not release the work before the schedule. Very different thinking. We were somehow making efficiencies and efficiencies by releasing the material left, right and center and creating inventories. And today, TOC is telling me, don't release the material earlier. Even if the machines before the constraint are idling, still don't release the material. Let them be idle. Doesn't matter. But if the schedule is 12 o'clock, material will be released by 12 o'clock only. So that in the buffer time, machine number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 process their production and make the material available to the constraint in time. Just in time. JIT, just in time. DBR assumptions. I told you the DBR, drum is the constraint machine, buffer is the time. In order to release the material for the first operation before the constraint, that time, and rope ensures that the material is released as per schedule only, not earlier, not later. What are the assumptions in that? Continuous flow at small batch sizes is better. Disruptions to flow come from variability and uncertainty. It is not practical to eliminate all disruptions to flow. Balancing capacity in an exercise is futile, it is expensive and difficult. It is neither possible nor desirable to attain high levels of local efficiency everywhere in the manufacturing chain all the time. It is not required. It is not required that every operation needs to work at a very high efficiency level. Every operation should work in such a way that the constraint gets the material right in time, not earlier, not later. There should not be flooding, there should not be flooding, there should not be starving, and like that the flow should be maintained. Very, 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 very high level of thinking. Drum buffer rope. Because balancing capacity is futile, futile exercise. It is not possible nor desirable to attain high levels of local efficiency. And it is not practical to eliminate all disruptions to flow. And that is why that buffer time. Buffer time is given for that only. Step necessary to implement the DBR. First, identify the constraint. Two, choosing the size of the buffer. 8 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, 10 hours. Decide what size of the buffer you want so that constraint is not flooded with material, constraint is not starving for the material. Flow is maintained, ensure that. Then you decide. There is no hard and fast rule that it should be 8 hours only. You decide. Decide the size of the buffer in such a way that constraint is neither flooded with material nor it is starving with material, starving for material. Then tying the rope. What is tying the rope? Fix the buffer size 8 hours. Then tell the rope that look, constraint machine will start at 8 p.m. So you have to release the material at 12 o'clock because I have decided the size of the buffer as 8 hours. Okay. Then the machines before the buffer, machine number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or whatever, have to complete their work within that buffer time in order to absorb all the interruptions and make the material just available for the constraint right in time without flooding it or without starving it. So this buffer, we have to manage the buffer. Why we have to manage the buffer? Because one definite thing I will tell you, that we cannot starve the constraint machine. Constraint machine cannot starve for parts. Other way, constraint should not be flooded with parts also. I do not want very high inventories also. So, balancing act. So, I have to manage the buffer. Very, very important in this, if I do not manage the buffer, the constraint machine will be starving of parts or constraint machine will be flooded with parts. So, I have to manage the buffer. The key objectives of buffer management are to check whether the due dates or availability of threatened. Our due date performance is most important. To check whether the due dates or availability are threatened. To validate whether the buffers are about right. To absorb minor deviations to our plan, to reveal and warn us about the major threats to our plan. Buffer is a liberal estimate, a fairly long estimate of lead time between two equal zones. In order to manage the buffers to give a suitable signal for action, we divide it into three equal zones. For example, this is the buffer. I divide it into one third, one third, and one third. Zone 3 is the top end of the buffer. Many orders consume it. There is a buffer, but because of the variability in the processes, because of uncertainty, many orders consume the first one third of the buffer. It is also referred to as green zone. As long as buffer is there in the green zone, doesn't matter. No worry. Zone 2 is the middle of the buffer. That means next one third. It is called as yellow zone. Variability and uncertainty occasionally consume part or this entire segment. It is also referred as yellow zone. Zone 3 is consumed. Zone 2 is consumed. And now only one third is remaining. Zone 1. Zone 1 is the bottom of the buffer. From that top level, I have consumed the zone 3. I have consumed zone 2 also. And now I have come to a danger zone, bottom of the buffer, bottom one third. Any penetration of this zone, that means if the buffer is now only last one third, zone 1, any penetration of this zone constitutes a danger flag. We have very limited time. That means only one third of that buffer time is remaining. Now, if the material has not yet come there, it is a danger zone. If I consume this buffer also, my constraint is definitely going to idle. Very, 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 very important thing. Zone 1 is the bottom of the buffer. Any penetration of this zone constitutes a danger flag. We have very limited time and it is also referred as a red zone. The situation where an order is not at the protected site, constraint, assembly or shipping point. We will have three protected sites, as I have told earlier. Constraint, which we must protect. Assembly, which we must protect for a very high due date performance. And last but not least is the shipping, which we must protect. Shipping has to happen at the right time. Assembly has to happen at the right time. Constraint must work without any starvation. Then only our due date performance will be very high. Then only our TDD, throughput dollar days, will be very low. Very important in the production line is three protected sites. Constraint, assembly, shipping. And material has to be available for these three protected sites at any cost, and for that every place we are keeping buffers. We are working with buffer time. We are making the material available right at the required time, just in time. If there is a problem that order is not available at the protected site, material is not available at the protected site, that means constraint, assembly point, shipping point, then I call it as a hole, H-O-L-E. I call it as a hole in the buffer. And hole in the buffer is my failure. I cannot have a hole in the buffer at the constraint. I cannot have a hole in the buffer at the assembly point. And I cannot have a hole in the buffer at the shipping point. And if I am able to achieve that, I am really a successful manufacturing man. No hole in the buffer. That is the buffer management. Simplified drum buffer rope, SDBR. What is simplified? You will be thinking that how difficult it is to manage the buffer at three points, constraint also, assembly also, shipping also. You must have got very much tensed now. Generally, market is the real constraint. When the market is the real constraint, whatever capacity we have, but there is no market demand for that. Capacity constrained resources, typically the CCR is the internal constraint that you identified while implementing DBR. In SDBR, shipping buffer is the only buffer. Shipping is given as the top priority, which has to happen in time. Then do whatever you want. Shipping buffer is the only buffer, and it encompasses the entire production line plus the required pad for uncertainty, variation and all that. Keep the buffer everywhere in such a way that, okay, if it is very difficult for you to maintain the buffer at constraint, maintain it at assembly point, just look after the shipping buffer. Post SDBR, one needs to release the material shipping buffer time ahead of the delivery due date. Delivery due date is 1st June, buffer is 15 days, release the material on that first day of the 15 days so that, considering all the uncertainties, the material is definitely there at the shipping point at the right time. That is the 1st June, that is the shipping date. Thereby, DBR has been simplified. But really, how I will work? I will work for constraint, I will work for the assembly point, and I will work for the shipping point also. That is the real way, correct way of working. TOC recommended measurements, because earlier we have discussed that measurements are very important for making a decision. Measurements are very important for taking an action. If there are wrong measurements, we take wrong decisions, which affects the organization as a whole. So, what is theory of constraint telling us? These are the recommended measurements. Throughput. What is throughput? It is the amount of money coming in every hour, every day, every month, continuous. Sales amount minus truly variable cost, TVC. How much is money coming in because of the sale to the end customer minus truly variable cost, that is the raw material cost in many cases. That is my throughput. Throughput is very important. Top priority to be given to the throughput. Don't worry about other things. Make maximum throughput. I say that loss in throughput is the biggest sin what I can do in production line. Throughput is important. What is throughput? Throughput is sale which is required by the customer, market demand. Throughput, which gives me straight net profit. Throughput minus operating expenses is equal to net profit. The next is inventory. We have discussed earlier, throughput performance is measured by throughput dollar days. How much is the sales price of the throughput, and by how many days it is getting delayed? By how many days the due date is getting extended? I multiply by sales price into the days, and I calculate throughput dollar days, and I must minimize throughput dollar days. Same is about inventory. I must minimize the inventory dollar days. How much inventory I am keeping because of the customer tolerance time? More than customer tolerance time, if my production lead time is more than customer tolerance time, yesterday we have discussed, that much inventory I am keeping for so many days, and then that is inventory dollar days. I must minimize the inventory dollar days by not affecting the throughput. This is how I have to measure my performance. Throughput dollar days as low as possible, inventory dollar days as low as possible, operating expenses as low as possible. What are operating expenses? All the expenses pooled together, such as salaries, wages, rent, electricity and so on. Throughput dollar days, inventory dollar days, productivity, inventory turns, We have discussed yesterday inventory turns, throughput upon investment. These are the factors, these are the measurements. We must have as high inventory turns as possible. We must have as high productivity as possible, as low inventory dollar days as possible, as low throughput dollar days as possible, as low operating expenses as possible, low inventory as possible, and high throughput as possible. If we are able to achieve this, we are really performing. Self-defeating success. A good implementation of DBR system will cut the lead and improve on on-time deliveries. Due to the drastically improved service to the market, an increase in sales can be expected. Danger. Even a modest increase in sales drastically reduces the protective capacity of non-constraints. Suddenly, non-constraints will start making low production because they will feel that, okay, now the production is coming, so we don't have to worry. Defeat. Shortage in the bank of work. Because everybody will become loose. They will say, okay, production is going on, there is increase in sales. So they will suddenly become very relaxed. That must not happen, because shortage in the bank of work before the constraint will deteriorate the due date performance and thus deterioration of service to the market, and that can never happen. One thing, gentlemen, please understand this TOC concept. There cannot be a reduction in the throughput. There cannot be a shortage in the bank of work before the constraint. We should not deteriorate the due date performance. Our performance of in-time due date is extremely important, and thus deterioration of the service to the market also should not happen. The way out, if we increase buffer, the decrease in protective capacity will not result in shortages. The goal of the organization is not zero inventories. Please understand. When we say that we must have as low inventory dollar days as possible, here we are not telling you that there should be zero inventory. We never said that. We said that there should be a flow. There should be just-in-time availability of the material at the constraint, at the assembly, and at the shipping point. Whatever is required inventory, we can keep there. It should not be only flooding of parts and parts getting at some operation. The goal of the operation is organization is not zero inventories. The self-defeat can be prevented by monitoring how much we expedite, increasing the buffer when we expedite about 10% of the work. Suppose we have to expedite, push, chase 10% of the time, then we can increase the buffer, manage with the buffer. Buffer management, depending on how much we have to expedite. If I have to expedite 10% or more, I must increase the buffer and see that balancing act of less inventory, more throughput is achieved by loading the constraint properly, scheduling the constraint properly, scheduling the assembly properly, and scheduling the shipping properly. This is what we have to do. Impact of inventory on competitive edge. Inventory impacts on our organizational performance. A competitive edge can be gained by having better products, lower prices, or faster response. A competitive edge can be gained through products by both superb quality and excellent engineering. We have to gain the decisive competitive edge. High inventory the defects are identified very late, difficult to identify the cause for the defects, scrap could be significant, there is tremendous pressure to expedite replacement parts, and many times the management has to spend their time and pay attention to see that the replacement parts are available in time. If the high inventory is there, this is the problem of quality. If the low inventory is there, it is easy to detect the defect early. So it is desirable to have low inventory. It is desirable, it is beneficial, because if there is low inventory, then I am able to detect the defect early and find the real cause of the defect. One does not need major management time and attention to expedite replacement parts. Management now has time and ability to find and eliminate the cause of the problem. Low inventory is beneficial to the organization as far as quality is concerned. Impact of inventory on engineering. If high inventory is there, there are problems like challenges on account of high WIP on shop floor, need to take decision to get rid of it by scrapping, because if I have to introduce a new product, what should I do with the high inventory of old parts? It's a problem. Implementation of engineering changes gets delayed. The market needs remain unfulfilled for a significant amount of time because old inventory is lying there, where to consume that, and there is a risk that your competitive edge may be lost. So here also, low inventory will benefit us. Easy for one to deal with the WIP, since the quantity involved is small. Rework is not likely to be significant. Increase in sales and market share, the superior product will be available without competition for a significant period. Impact on inventory of margins. In case of high inventory, production lead time is higher than the competition. There is more and more pressure for early delivery from salespeople. The situation gets worse if there are interruptions in the work. In the low inventory environment, the production lead time is much shorter. We want short production lead time. Low inventory helps us for that. Impact of inventory on investment per unit. High inventory environment, at the end of the month, there is tremendous amount of pressure to deliver. The high level of inventory masks it, and it appears that the capacity is not enough. More investment per unit causing loss of competitive edge. If we are losing the competitive edge, we must keep the inventory low. That is what again and again we are talking. In the low inventory environment, the load on the last operations is more uniformly spread and idle time is more uniformly distributed. It becomes easy to handle expediting, chasing, if at all it occurs without buying additional equipment. In low inventory environment, the investment in equipment, facilities and inventory is much less, and consequently the ROI is much higher, return on investment is higher, giving lower break even point. Impact of inventory on due date performance. We have said the due date performance must be very high. The throughput dollar days must be very low. High inventory relative to competitors means that the production lead time is longer than the valid horizon of the industry. In low inventory situation, the organization enjoys an enviable position that gives it inherently more accurate forecast. Forecasting is more accurate if the inventory is low. We are singing songs of low inventory, but we have never said that we should have zero inventory, but we should always have low inventory because it benefits various aspects. Impact of inventory on quoted lead times. If WIP inventory is reduced, the production lead time can be reduced proportionately. The level of inventory need to be based on customer tolerance time. What is customer tolerance time? If customer wants the product in 3 months, and 3 months is the customer tolerance time, he cannot have more time. He doesn't have more time. He is not ready to wait more than customer tolerance time. The level of inventory need to be based on that customer tolerance time. Yesterday, we have discussed in earlier chapters, we have discussed this. Low inventory enables to meet the market need of shorter lead times. Summary: drum, buffer, rope is the TOC application for operations. Drum, buffer, rope. TOC has taught us this new idea, drum, buffer, rope. Very, very beautiful concept. DBR shows how to pace workflows through a system by timing, release of new work and buffering system, leverage points for statistical fluctuations, all in a way to maximize throughput and minimize flow time, minimizing interruptions, maximizing throughput. The very, very core concept is maximizing throughput, minimizing flow time, improving flow, reducing interruptions. So release, they say, release the material just in time, have the proper buffer so that make the material available to the constraint right in time. There should not be flooding of material also, there should not be starving of material also in front of constraint, in front of assembly, in front of shipping. These are the three protected sites, as they say. A central benefit of DBR is to change the production process from push to pull. And in the next chapters, this push and pull will be explained to you. Earlier, we were pushing, pushing and pushing, and now the concept is pulling. Pull it in the line and give it to the customer. So concept from push to pull is very, very beneficial to the organization. Thank you.